From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is calling on the president to reduce the size of the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument, which straddles the California-Oregon border. Suzanne Potter has more.
What that reduction will look like for Cascade Siskiyou as well as Nevada's Gold Butte isn't yet clear. It comes on the heels of President Donald Trump's announcement Monday to slash about 2 million acres from Utah's Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments. In a press call Tuesday, Zinke said past presidents had abused their powers when designating and expanding monuments. But Oregon State Representative Pam Marsh says Cascade Siskiyou has broad local support, so officials plan to push back on this decision.
We think the whole idea of shrinking the monument in any way is a bad idea. We are gearing up to resist, and we're doing that on a statewide basis. The monument has the support of our two U.S. senators, the governor, quite a different political environment than in some other states.
Marsh also refutes Zinke's claims that monument status affects private land use within its boundaries. She says local and state laws dictate what landowners can do on their property. Cascade Siskiyou was created in 2000 and expanded in 2017. Cascade Siskiyou is unique among national monuments. It's been recognized as one of the most biologically diverse regions in the country and has become a hub for environmental research. Dermot McGuire owns Green Springs Inn, located within the monument. He plans to dedicate part of his property to a field station and education center. He says studying the effects of climate change in a place like Cascade Siskiyou is increasingly important.
Because science is critical to our survival. And what Zinke's talking about doing is basically compromising a very important asset that we need to respond to climate change.
Opponents of the reduction say they plan legal action against the Trump administration over this decision. Support for this reporting has been provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Find this story and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.